Hey y'all, Tracery here with Picture Me Living, and I'm here with a solo episode. So, I've had a lot of guests, and I am extremely thankful. I'm extremely happy. However, I am in my aloof season. We learned that as an Aquarius, I am aloof. I am extremely thankful for all of the guests. I have a few coming up, and I needed to fit in a solo episode. And I know I told you guys I was going to do a workout episode once a month, and it's just a moment to cleanse everything, get back to, you know, get organized. I had to get organized. Let's just say that. But not only that, I have to remind y'all that I'm a travel podcast. So we're going to just recap real quick and talk about some things. And I'm going to try to keep this under 20 minutes. I say that a lot. I'm going to be a little bit more vulnerable. One thing about me, I'm going to tell y'all three things about me this episode. So one thing about me, I hate repeating myself. I've learned that with a podcast, you have to repeat yourself. Everyone is not required to listen to every single episode. I'm the only person required to listen to every single episode because I'm in it, right? This top is from Shein, and I'm watching myself right now, and it's not doing what it's supposed to do. I got three for $5. I got three of these for $5 on Shein. And if you're listening to this audibly, click the YouTube link so you can see the top. The reason why I got these tops, because I had bought one a while ago. It was white. I'm going to post a picture right here for you. And it was bussing. And it was $5. Now, I done washed it with all of my clothes. So, now it's like a grayish whatever color, right? And I wanted to get some more. And them bitches were $3 for $5. But they made this with a different material than that white. Because this is not, my titties ain't tittying like they was tittying the first time in this titty shirt. So I don't know. But yeah, repeating myself is pretty difficult. That's one of my pet peeves. And I know I need to repeat myself. That's a part of the podcast, right? So that's one time I'm vulnerable. We'll see if I remember the other two. I got it written down on my note card, but we'll see. I'm working on it. I want to talk about manifestation, though, because when I realized that I had a lot of guests recently, and then I realized that I have a dream guest list, there's a traveler. I'm not going to say her name because it's a difference between manifesting and overstepping your boundaries, right? So my dream guest, one of them, I have a lot. My dream guest is a traveler. She is a Black girl. She gets a lot of attention for traveling. And I love that because not a lot of brown, dark-skinned girls get reshares. And, you know, we don't get the love that the other people get. And what I love is that, you know, she's staying true to her Blackness. That's what I love about it. Because, you know, the travel world wants us to, you know, be someone else, post our travel to, you know, a pop song, which I got to be feeling, you know, I love Lady Gaga. So I got to be feeling in that mood. But more than likely, I'm going to post it to a rap song. Those don't get reshared, you know, so I really love her page because she gets the reshares that she deserves with all the traveling that she's doing to the point where she's getting paid. So because she's getting paid, though, it is hard to schedule. Scheduling guests is the most difficult part of having guests. I embrace it and I welcome it. And I'm appreciative of it. But that is why, you know, you don't see the behind the scenes. You don't see the back and forth. And we're trying to get on the same schedule. I'm busy. They're busy. We're all busy. Everyone's busy right now. Everyone's working. Everyone's trying to, you know, get bills paid and stuff. So the podcast is on the back burner for a lot of people. So when people do make it, I'm extremely appreciative. Thank you for that. I recently, life update. I'm going to give y'all a life update. Recently got a new HVAC for my home. This weekend was the first time that my home has felt like a home. I can't explain it. I'm not even going to try to, because my home has always been a home and it has felt like home. But this is the first time that it's felt like an air-conditioned home. I mean, man, adulting is real though. So not only that, there will be no more Range Rover Studios unless I get a new Range Rover. My Range Rover, my car is totaled. Everyone's okay. Mentally, though, it's a lot. Mentally, it's a lot. That is a car that I wanted to take for, you know, to the end of the earth, you know. I had one more year. It was going to be paid off. I bought it brand new. It's mine, you know. And I'm just not prepared to get a new car. So mentally, it's been a tough, you know, week for me. And I've been going back and forth with the insurance. I seen a meme that said, insurance is great until you need to use it and then you feel like you don't have insurance. Baby, boy, I don't like that. I don't like that. But I do like that I received a gift. Someone gifted me a hookah. Thank you. I am very grateful for this. And it's purple, as Ivory would say, purple. Manifestation. I want to talk about that because y'all be sharing these memes and shit. Move in silence. Everyone don't need to know your plans. That's some hater shit right there. If you're surrounded by people that bring negative energy into your plans, you're surrounded by the wrong people. Speak your goals out loud. And you speak your goals out loud to people that care about you. I'm going to keep speaking my goals out loud. Now, like I said, it's a difference between overstepping your boundaries. You can't speak your goals that, you know, you can't say I'm going to, you know, meet Beyonce tomorrow. Like, that's a bit, that's a stretch, you know. Beyonce might not want to meet me tomorrow. However, I'm going to have more guests. Well, guess what? I said it and I said it on the podcast and I said it for a long time. Now I'm overwhelmed with guests because I said it. Because when I say something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put in the work and I'm going to get it done. Speak your goals out loud. Stop sharing those stupid ass memes. Surround yourself with better people where you can speak your goals and you can say what you're going to do out loud and you're going to be met with support. Manifestation is real. Okay. Claim what you want. I'm going to lose weight this year. I'm going to gain healthy weight this year. I'm going to get a new job. I'm going to get a raise. I'm going to get a promotion. I'm going to start this business. And you're supposed to tell your family. You're supposed to tell your friends. If you have a platform like this, you are supposed to tell your listeners because manifestation is real. Say it out loud, put in the work, get it done. Let's move on from that. Spring break with my kid. Any mom with teenagers, please tap in. You can use my comment section to vent. I am going to listen because we going through it. I recently told my son's father, I said, man, I see why Trey had to go live with Furious and Boys in the Hood. You just get tired of repeating yourself, man. And I already told you I don't like repeating myself, but even people that do like repeating themselves don't like repeating themselves to these teenagers that don't focus, that don't listen. And if you don't have a teenager or if you don't have no kids, really shut the fuck up. But if you have a little kid, shut the fuck up. You do not know. You do not know. They in their phones. Don't be like, take their phone away. No. You have no idea. I only want parents of teenagers to tap in because I know we got on our parents' nerves when we was teenagers. So I think it's just the evolution of teenagers getting on people's nerves. It's difficult. it's something. It is something. But spring break was wonderful. I took my son to Miami. I wanted to go to Rio with him, but also, needed an HVAC for my home. So we hung out with some family and friends. We got the podcast with Carolyn. We got a great conversation. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and tap into the Carolyn conversation and the feedback that I received. First and foremost, I'm going to apologize. I did not spend enough time on the live topic. That is, this is a travel podcast. Let me be very clear. Travel, lifestyle comes second. One of my hater friends, he gonna curse me out when he hear that. But, you know, sometimes when he's in a negative mood, he projects that energy to other people. And he said, what, you a dating podcast? No. Travel, lifestyle. If my friend hasn't traveled recently or doesn't travel, we're going to talk about lifestyle. We're going to tap into as much travel as we can. But I did not spend enough time on the live nightclub topic. And for that, I apologize. I should have. I got feedback from two people about live nightclub. And that does need to be a deeper conversation, and it should be with Carolyn. I do have a friend in Miami, Miriam, that has been to live a lot. And it should be with someone, a Miami native. But I will skim over it again with the listener feedback. Both listeners, what they had in common, one listener has, they said they can't count how many times they've been to live. They do not, they live on the West Coast. They do not live in Miami. The other person said she's been to live 5 times, does not live in Miami. Every time she goes, she makes sure her flight do not leave early Monday morning. She go to live on Sunday. What both listeners had in common, they saw the selection process. To me, that is utterly ridiculous. That's why I've never been. They saw or participated in the selection process, meaning they went and selected females out of a line and said, you can come in, you can come in, you can't come in. Now, I do have a lot of friends in nightlife here in Atlanta, and I do think that does go on behind the scenes. We will sit down with Frenchie again and have a nightlife conversation. She is a big promoter here in Atlanta. When I do hang out with her, I do pull up on her at work. And, you know, I try to look a certain way. I'm not going to lie. Even though in Atlanta, you can wear sweatpants. You can be more relaxed. It is a way more relaxed city than Miami. But I still make sure I put my edges down. You know what I mean? I make sure I put some concealer under my eyes. I make sure I have some lashes on. And I just try to look a certain way if I do meet up with her, right? Make sure I don't have on my dingy sneakers or whatever, my workout shoes. I'm not going to wear anything like that, right? So I do put some thought into it because I am a representative of her and she invited me out to have more women in her section. So I understand exactly what Carolyn was saying. I did not spend enough time on that. And for that, I will apologize. We will revisit that conversation. However, it was suggested to me to make an itinerary for Miami because people just don't know that. They just hear about Liv. They don't hear about all the other places. I will come up with an itinerary. It won't have a lot of places like my Atlanta one does, but it will have enough to where you can frequent those places. And what will happen is those places can afford now to bring Chris Brown there and be competitive with Liv and invite more women in of different complexions, right? You can't blame the celebrity. They're going to get their money. You know, if it was you, you would get your money. So you can't blame the celebrity, and I don't. I just choose not to participate in the selection process because I'm me, Trey Cherie. I'm not doing that. If the wind blows me there, then cool, I'll do that. The wind has not blown me there. I'm not buying a ticket. I'm not paying. I'm not standing in line. And I'm not finna stand in line to be selected. I'll fight everybody. Security, everybody. Lil Wayne, when he get to the, I will fight everybody. Especially if my homie can't get in. That's fucked up, you know? That's fucked up. So my therapist actually gave me a message to give you guys. She did listen to the Carolyn episode, and she said we do need time frames for introducing sex into dating and relationships. She said we need time frames specifically today in today's dating culture, because generally people are not going to show you who they are initially. Now, I said that to y'all, but my therapist, I promise you, she said it. We'll get her on here. We'll get her on the Zoom. She said it. She literally said it in a much more educated and eloquent way that I said. I said, people going to show you a representative. She said, people need at least 60 days to show you who they really are. They're going to get tired of showing you a false persona, you know? And I do believe in vibes and catching vibes and, man, we just have fun. And I don't judge people, you know, for whatever their decision. Just be safe and do what you need to do. But, you know, we get hurt a lot. And when I say we, I mean my friend can go through something and it's like we're going through something. You know what I mean? And it discourages all of us in the friend group. And I see it a lot on social media with people that I'm not friends with. I saw a comment. Yeah, I know I'll be in the comment section. I saw a comment that said people are dating with their private parts and not their heart. And as an Aquarius, you know, I'm not a, you know, toucher. I'm not a lovey-dovey person, but I'm a hopeless romantic. I do love love. And I date with my heart. You're not going to see my body parts, you know? You're not going to see my body parts until I know exactly who you are and if you deserve these body parts, you know? You see people through conversation. You see people through one. I'll give you an example. I dated a guy in the past that was like, you know, why you live so far from work? That's stupid. I would just find another job. That completely offended me. That may not offend a lot of people, but it's like, this is my career. You know what I mean? Like, I studied a lot for this career. What do you mean you would find another job? You know? So, and that completely turned me off on that person because they were intimidated. You know, you don't find that out on the first or second day. You find that out after a while of conversation, you know? So, yeah, my therapist listened to the podcast, and that's what she had to say. She had a few more things to say. I can't repeat it because I don't want to, you know, overstep. I don't eloquently speak, and I'm not a licensed therapist. So, what I might have to say might include some curse words, and then y'all not gonna want to book her because y'all gonna be like, her therapist be cursing people out. So, I'm just gonna tell y'all she said that. I thought that was really dope. Y'all love the red flags conversation. Someone even commented on the girls when that man didn't even pull out her chair. What kind of man is that? First of all, I thought it was a flex that a man was cooking for all these women, and he's a licensed chef, a very successful chef in Atlanta. So, once I explained that to the listener, they were very understanding. Thank you for watching. Thank you for commenting. Please continue to comment. What I will tell you is that another listener said it was too much going on in that video in the background. The conversation was good. Y'all needed to sit the fuck down. I listened. The next Red Flags episode, we all sat the fuck down. So, you know what? We're gonna take one guy and one girl. And we're going to do a red flags part three. If you can guess who that guy and that girl is, in the next 3 days, I'm going to give y'all 72 hours. I will pay for your lunch this week. I ain't paying for Ruth Chris. Don't fucking play with me. I'm not that girl on Instagram. I'm gonna send you $30 for your lunch this week. If you can guess who the guy and the girl is, but you got to comment. I need the interaction. You guys, you got a comment, and I'll pay for your lunch this week. I'm going to keep soliciting guests. I love it. And oh yeah, I left this one out. I'm going to keep soliciting guests, and I am going to keep soliciting more red flags. Another listener said to the red flags part two, they said the icing on the cake comment was stupid. Well, I think it was, I think it was interesting. I'm not going to say it was stupid. That's mean, but you know, who the fuck just eats icing from the cake? You have to go back to the episode and see what my guest said about icing on the cake in relationships. No one eats icing. People do eat pound cake. So if you do want to, you know, use an analogy, pound cake doesn't have much icing. Sometimes marriage doesn't have much sex, right? You marry someone because that's who you want to build a life with. You got to do it, whatever it takes to spark that flame back to continue to stay faithful in that marriage and keep things going. I will say that, because you do need icing on the cake. I can't eat pound cake forever. My my throat gonna get dry. I need something. So, especially women, you know, women are better at it. So women are going to do what they need to do to put the icing on the cake. So with that being said, I understand what the gentleman was saying when he said icing on the cake. We will explore further. I'm not going to speak for him. Some people can just eat icing. Most of us aren't like that. Some of us actually want the whole cake. We want the whole cake. We want to eat it too. All right, real quick. Listener submitted topics. Diddy. I can say what I want about Diddy now since he ain't on Revolt. What the guest specifically said, though, was where are his friends? All the people that was toasting up in the Hamptons and taking pictures. Where are his friends now? Well, my response to that is, damn. True. But a lot of people keep their sexual inhibitions, if you will, secret. So maybe his friends ain't know. We not finna hold Jay-Z accountable. We don't even know all the shit that's in the lawsuit, man. We don't know. We do know excessive force was used with the raid. And, you know, maybe some celebs could speak up about that. But why would you? Because was excessive force used? We think it was. You know what I mean? This shirt is not doing what it's supposed to do. I had June help me set up. I said, June, do I have a little sausage part right here? He was like, yes. June, get out of here. I don't need that kind of negativity in my life. Anyway, I just, at this point, I don't know what to say. I believe his Diddy's sexual desires have been in question for a very long time. I saw something that said, you know, plot twist. What if Diddy ain't fucking with Carisha? What if he fucking with Saucy? That is more believable than Diddy fucking with Carisha. My Aquarius sis, I do love her and I would never speak bad about her. That was a meme. And I thought it was funny. If she wanna, you know, come talk to me, that'll bring my little ratings up. She probably won't have nothing nice to say about that meme. But hey, she is welcome. I got another chair. It's just a little bit more believable with what we've heard, you know. I don't like where this is headed, though. That is just my opinion. And because of that, I kind of just want to shy away from that. But it is a hot topic. When I get a guest, I'm going to let my guest say whatever the fuck they heart desire about that. Listener submitted question. And this is going to be for everybody. I'm going to put this on my Instagram story and everything. Is it okay for a married person to dance on someone in the club that is not their significant other? Is it okay in a relationship? You know? So 5 years ago, I would have had a total different response to that because, once again, vulnerable moment number two. I enjoy being a significant other. I thoroughly enjoy that. I thoroughly enjoy partying. I thoroughly enjoy mixing those two entities. I'm not going to change that about myself either. Not going to change that. Regardless of what has happened, regardless of anything, I'm still going to do. However, I am going to speak up if anything remotely doesn't feel right. I'm going to speak up moving forward. I don't care how naggy I am. I don't care what's going on. Why are you dancing on her? And my ex will tell you, he probably going to kill me for saying this, but in his group chat, they got a phrase, find one, get behind one. So, you know, yeah, you live and you learn, man. You know, you live and you learn, and you learn from what you go through and what you grow through. And my answer has significantly changed. It is not okay. That is just my answer. And it is, you know, it's okay to have fun. I feel like, you know, maybe we should take the time and have a conversation about what's okay and what's not okay. And the thing about listening to podcasts, we're going to tie this in with the icing comment, right? The icing on the cake. You can hear something on the podcast and it not apply to you, and it's okay. It's okay. Everything, you shouldn't be listening to people and taking notes and saying, this is exactly what I need to do in my life. You have to find out what's applicable to you and then apply it. If it doesn't apply to you, cool. And move on. So let's ask that question and get some feedback. If you are in a relationship, is it okay to dance on someone else? Or receive a dance from someone else as a guy? Is that okay? I think the answer is actually, if you think it's okay as a guy to walk in, see a girl, get into it, back that ass up, is on, still a hit to this day. Shout out to Cash Money Juvenile. And she get into it. Imagine if you reverse that. You walk in and you see your girl about to get to it on another guy. If that's not acceptable, then you shouldn't do it. Women evolving. This is beautiful to me because women have evolved, right? And I can't eloquently put this. I think that's the beauty in my podcast. It's chaotic. My conversation is all over the place. But you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Women have evolved. Men don't like that, right? I'm going to give you an example. Give you an example. I got the perfect guest for this, too. We're going to really overthink the fuck out of this because she's an air traffic controller and we, you know, methodical overthinkers, right? So, it's like men came with a manual. It's like as soon as conception happens, men are provided a manual, right? When a girl says that she's about to get in the shower, you are supposed to respond and say, without me. All women can relate to that, right? What you doing? Just worked out and get in the shower. Without me? So women have evolved. We've turned that around. What you doing? Paying bills? Crickets. Oh, okay. Hit me up when you done. No, it ain't with or without me. Women have evolved, and men, their only response, because this is in the manual too. This is in the same manual that y'all got. Oh, y'all prostitutes and y'all. Your grandmama was a prostitute. Your grandma ain't work. Your great grandma ain't work. She had on a robe and she fucked and sucked dick all day and made your granddaddy and great granddaddy favorite meal. That's the way of the world. That is the way of the world. That's just how this works. Men are supposed to take care of women. It's a plus that we work. There is not a woman in the world that says, I'm independent and I can do all this shit on my own. Women are saying, I can do it in the event that I'm in a toxic situation. He beating my ass. He cheating on me. I'm crying every night. I don't want to live anymore because this relationship is killing me. So I can do it because I have a job. I can go and I can take care of my kids and I can survive. That's what women are saying. Women are saying we don't need a man. No, we still need a man to take care of us. We need a man to take care of us that knows how to be a man, that knows how to provide and respect a woman. There are women out there that, were in a situation where men weren't respectful. They were really abusive and mean. And so that's where that phrase came from, guys. It wasn't because women want to do this shit alone. They don't. Not one woman wants to do it alone. And if she does, she ain't dating. She doing it alone. So next up, a Miami itinerary. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to do a Q&A episode. I'm going to take some guests and I'm going to do the workout video. I owe you a third vulnerable moment. And I forgot what it was. I don't like being vulnerable. I don't like it. I like that. I think that's it. So submit your questions that you need answers to, or submit your stories. Tell me your live stories, your live nightclub stories, and if you would like to be a Zoom guest. That's it. See y'all next time.